You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. It's Tuesday, which means I'll be joined by Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. Then later in the show, a show that we actually planned on doing a couple weeks ago before we lost our internet, we've got Dr. Alan Dunn coming on to talk about intra-articular growth hormone injection. Don't get that joint replacement surgery just yet. Dr. Dunn has been doing something for quite some time. Why more people don't know about it is beyond me, but we're going to talk about it today. Actually, regrowing cartilage, really important discussion. Rob Regish, how you doing?
Doing great, man. Doing great.
Before we go forward, I heard that your girlfriend bought some Aura MD. So what do you think?
Yeah. Well, I haven't taken delivery of it yet. She used it this morning, and I texted her and I said, you know, what are your first impressions? And she said I did two drops and did a thorough rinse job and my mouth was still really, really minty.
Yeah. Stuff is powerful,
you know,
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, so far she seems to like it. I can't wait to get my hands on the other bottle because we went on the buy one, get one free. And she didn't fool around. She doesn't do this stuff halfway. She got the extra strength. So, yeah, we'll both be able to keep you abreast of our experience with it.
I got to tell you the truth. I'm shocked by anyone in my audience that is not using Aura MD, and I'll tell you why. Even that stuff, I was buying Burt's Bees. I was buying Tom's. Because it doesn't have fluoride. But when you look at what it does have, at the minimum, it has sand. Hydrated silica is sand. You're brushing your teeth with sand. That is, you're not supposed to brush your teeth with sand. You know, I understand the idea that it's supposed to help scrub your teeth, but it's not necessary. To get the stuff off of your teeth, a good toothbrush, an Aura MD, I have people email me all the time saying, my teeth feel as clean as when I come from the dentist for a tooth cleaning. Have my teeth cleaned when I use Aura MD. My teeth never felt that clean when I was using these other toothpastes. And not to mention that these oils that are in Aura MD help to create a healthy microbiome in the mouth. We talk about microbiome and friendly flora and all. Well, guess what? It's not just in your gut and in your intestines. It starts in your mouth.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to use it as kind of like a breath freshener. I mean, it's not just toothpaste, apparently. You can use it as a mouthwash and a breath freshener, and it travels well. It's not, you know, looking at it, you can't carry a thing of toothpaste around with your Listerine or whatever.
Dan Rollins just posted on Facebook this morning that right before class, he put a drop or two on his tongue and swished it around and walked into class, and he said it's an amazing breath freshener. It really is. I use it the same way. And
yeah.
For people who are dieting, put a drop on your tongue right after you eat. You won't be able to eat anything else.
Really?
Yeah.
Appetite?
It's so strong that it cleans the palate. You don't feel you. If you put a drop of that on your tongue, you cannot go back and eat another serving of whatever you're just eating.
She did say that. She said, this stuff is really strong. You know, she did a thorough rinse job, she says, and my mouth was still really, really
amazing.
Minty.
Amazing stuff. And interestingly enough, we're going to be talking about this later on. Not today, but in weeks to come. That the company Trusted Health Products that makes Aura MD has also some botanical oils for the face that I've been using for the past few weeks, a nighttime and a daytime. I'm really a believer in their products. They're really, really sharp people. I got to tell you something right now.
That's cool.
Okay, so we have lots to talk about. And the first question comes from Dodge Feeler, and it's actually about another sponsor. He says, first of all, I literally laughed my A off at the answer that you gave to Advocare last show. Thanks again. My second question is, I'm curious about your thoughts on the BioAge superfood. I ordered the sample, but I still feel skeptical to something so expensive claiming to replace all my supplements. Also, looking forward to trying Synthogen. I just ordered many of the, I had just ordered many of the ingredients in it before it came out. I plan on trying it as soon as I use all of them, of course. Okay, so, and I got to put my two cents in here, first of all. I know that BioAge promotes the product as a way to eliminate the need for other supplements, but that's not why I invited them on the show, and that's not how I use it. I use their products because they do different things than the other supplements I'm taking. And I learned about microalgae back in the day when Dr. Michael McCarty came on the show, and we talked about the benefits of spirulina. Spirulina is one of those things that it's very similar to what we talked about on the liver tabs the other day. It's got magical, powerful benefits, but it's not something that, oh, that's all you should take. That's my personal opinion. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest and say I haven't used it yet, so I can't speak from experience. What I did do was, you know, get on their website and did a lot of research into it, such that I can offer an opinion. So, you know, first, I think it's important to understand this is a family of products ranging from BioAge Superfood F1 to F3. And from F1 to F3, the difference appears to be greater amounts of red algae, which contain more carotenoids as you go up the scale. The formulas, though, are built around four different algae strains or sources: Spirulina platensis, Spirulina pacifica, Dunalalia salina, and the final mouthful, the Matococcus pluvialis. Now, I'll get to that in a second. But spirulina is a blue-green microalgae, and that's been used in the market for years. It's a complete protein and includes all of the essential amino acids. It's also a good source of vitamins A, B, E, and it is laced with enzymes, dozens of minerals, gamma-linoleic acid, or GLA, and chlorophyll. In my opinion, it's the enzyme content in chlorophyll that are key to its market longevity. Dunalalia salina was the new one on me, and it's included for its carotenoid content. There are four in particular worth noting: alpha-carotene, zeaxanthin, cryptoxanthin, and lutein. It also offers high concentrations of glycerol, which wasn't a surprise to me, as nature doesn't mess up, meaning carotenoids are best absorbed with fats, and it's all in one package with this algae. Finally, Hematococcus pluvialis is loaded. I believe it's nature's richest source of astaxanthin. Now, I've covered astaxanthin's merits on prior episodes, and I think so much of it, it's in tranquilogen. So it's likely the most overlooked, underutilized antioxidant in sports nutrition today. Which begs the question, what makes these products unique? The differentiator is that you're getting a broad spectrum of macro and micronutrients from whole food sources. And if you look at it historically, some consumers do better with that approach versus just supplementing individual micronutrients. Frankly, whether or not you're one of them takes some trial and error with these types of products. I think it is important, though, to manage expectations, meaning these are general purpose supplements designed to keep you healthy. I wouldn't expect dramatic performance enhancement effects. You know, I wouldn't be looking for that. On the other hand, staying healthy underlies everything else that we do, including making gains in the gym. So here's the bottom line. Historically speaking, these products have stood the test of time, and a certain percentage of people swear by them. You were smart to order a sample, and I'd encourage others to do so just to get a feel for it. It's been my experience that you really do need a month or more on this type of supplement to properly evaluate it. There is real science behind these algaes and some promising animal studies. I would keep your current diet, training, etc. the same, and carefully note any differences. If, at the end of the month, you're feeling it performing better, you found a winner.
Yeah, that's sound advice. Very, very sound advice.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best approach with this type of product.
The research done on pigs is the most important to me, because we know that we share a lot of similarities biologically and physiologically as pigs. So, and not just men, by the way. I had to say that.
That was a good one. I like
here's what we're
going to
do. We're going to take a break here about 30 seconds early. When we come back, we have a question from Frederick Boyge. A good question, too, about checking blood sugar. And you're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by The Blueprint, the single best training guide you can find anywhere. And we're going to continue this discussion when we come back. Stay tuned.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there. We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Be prepared for wisdom. Rob Regish. It's control of the microphone.
Oh, God. Scary,
huh? Frederick Boyge, by the way, Frederick Boyge is one of the nicest guys on Facebook I've ever met. He always likes all of my comments and just a huge, super human out there. And finally, and from Sweden, and finally submitted a, I don't think he's ever submitted a question before. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, this is great.
Okay, he says, hey, Rob, I've got a superhuman blueprint topic suggestion for you. There are a few supplements out there that claim to maximize carb uptake in the muscle. Need to Slin, Slin Shot, and many others like them. First of all, are they worth our while and our dollars? If yes, what would be the most bang for the buck alternative, and what would be your protocol for using them? Effective if stacked with Synthogen? Thank you, Frederick from Sweden.
Okay. Glucose disposal agents, or GDAs as they're called, you know, I can sum my answer up here in 9 words.
I like this too.
Buy a glucometer, and buy a glucometer. It's a lot of pricking, blood, and record keeping, but at least you'll know if your GDAs are working. But first, you know, some color on glucose disposal agents in general. The use of GDAs was pioneered in bodybuilding by the late Dan Duchesne. Drugs such as metformin, glucophage, and the like were postulated to help deposit more glucose in muscle via upregulating muscle cell insulin sensitivity. But let's look at what history shows. The long and the short of it is that glucose disposal agents never quite panned out as Duchesne had hoped. The one area where they did excel was getting into ketosis faster. If you were running a ketogenic or a low-carb diet, they were certainly useful for that. And among the early offerings were chromium picolinate, vanadyl sulfate. I'm sure you remember those. Later, items like D-pinetol, 4-hydroxyl-isoleucine, etc., were offered. And then more recently, R-alpha-lipoic acid, Geneema, Silvestra, sodium RALA, and Bonobo leaf have appeared. I'm going to be honest with you. I find most of these unworthy, given the cost-to-benefit ratio, the exception being the R-isomer of alpha-lipoic acid. Now, having said that, the most powerful strategy for upregulating insulin sensitivity and jamming more glucose in the muscle is twofold. One, consistent intense resistance training, and two, the use of high molecular weight modified starches such as those found in carbolin. When you study all of the scientific and anecdotal data, that powerful duo trumps virtually any GDA you can swallow. Right? So let's consider lactic acid tolerance training for a minute. You train in a fasted state while you rifle through 8 to 10 movements with little to no rest between sets. The result is an enormous increase in lactic acid, growth hormone, and most importantly, it gets the enzyme glycogen synthase jumping. That is the enzyme responsible for storing carbs as glycogen. And by slamming 50 to 75 grams of carbolin during your post-workout while that window is open, you're doing everything possible to max out glycogen stores. And that workout, for example, can be performed once a week after a 3-day period of low-carb eating. So you deplete the muscle of glycogen, you stimulate glycogen synthase through that particular form of training, and then you slam it with high molecular weight modified starches, as you see in carbolin. The result is a muscle stuffed with supraphysiological levels of glycogen, far above and beyond what you can normally achieve. We got that trick from our cousins, long-distance runners. Hmm. Once you get those fundamentals down, now we can talk about GDAs. So let me save you a lot of finger-pricking and blood. Synthogen plus 600 milligrams a day of RALA is what I use and recommend. And, yes, I base that on glucometer readings that I took. 3.0 was written. A big part of it was just sitting there pricking my finger doing glucometer readings on intra-workout drinks. So I have the experience, and I absolutely recommend it to everyone. GDAs have potential, but I wouldn't spend too much time on them. Coupling things like smart training and fast-acting macronutrients, the carbohydrates and carbolin, will always trump the latest, greatest micronutrients. because it's a return to fundamentals. And again, I'm not, it's not to say GDAs don't hold value, but it's best to keep the horse in front of the cart in this situation. So I hope that helps, Frederick.
I like that. Okay, so Nick Waite says, "Hey Rob, it's been a while. You're a deep well of information and have been, through lots of experience. I have been thinking about doing a pro-hormone cycle. Is there any that you would recommend or suggest I avoid? I know Carl advertises Iron Mag Labs, and LG a lot. Now, LG hasn't been with us for a long time. But I do like, Blackstone Labs has some really cool products too, if I was going to use those kind of things. But okay, so go ahead. That's the question. What pro hormones should he avoid?
Okay. If you're age 30 or over, a pro hormone cycle or ideally hormone replacement therapy may be of benefit. Keyword maybe. Blood work to establish your total and free testosterone is the only reliable way to tell if your levels are low. Provided they are, HRT is unquestionably the best and safest route to reach the optimal range for both total and free testosterone. And I'm touching on andropause here. I'm going to speak to it a little bit because it's very real and it's a very important issue. Normal testosterone values in a healthy adult male average anywhere between 300 and 1,000 nanograms per deciliter. Guess who builds more muscle and has a better quality of life? The guy at 350 or the guy at 999? The answer is obvious, but herein lies your quandary with the medical establishment. The doctor is trained to getting sick people to normal. You are likely already normal, but you're striving to be optimal. The doctor views this as an irresponsible, unnecessary risk. Having said that, patients wield a lot of more power these days than they used to, and people are demanding optimal, and rightfully so. As anyone with low test can tell you, getting your levels up via HRT can change your life. So recommendation number one, pursue HRT vigorously. With respect to the current crop of pro-hormones, you know, I'll be honest, I've been out of that game for some time. The biggest issue with most of the orals is liver toxicity. There's a resulting hit to blood lipids, high blood pressure, etc. Now, yes, there are ways to protect yourself, TUDCA for the liver, you know, etc. But the issue is this: you can't run them very long, and meticulous post-cycle therapy is necessary to retain your gains. So, my preferred long-term solution here is transdermal DHEA, which is a it's a whole nother ball of wax versus oral. And people will roll their eyes when they hear DHEA, but trans-DHEA, it's a different animal. It's absorbed 10 times better than the oral capsules. But more importantly, the skin is an extremely concentrated reservoir of enzymes required to convert DHEA to other hormones. Among them are band of friends, such as androstenediol, and ultimately, testosterone. Not only is it effective, it's cheap as dirt to make your own. So here's the recipe. Materials needed: 25 grams of bulk DHEA powder, a pint of D-limonene, a 16-ounce bottle of either 91% isopropyl alcohol or Everclear, 8 ounces of liquid DMSO, you want a 70% solution, not 99, small funnel, coffee filters, and a large measuring cup. Here are the instructions. You empty the 12-ounce bottle of isopropyl alcohol or Everclear into that measuring cup. You want to save the remaining 4 ounces in another bottle. Add 6 grams of DHEA powder, 2 ounces of D-limonene, and an ounce of DMSO. Stir that vigorously into solution. Now insert the funnel into the neck of that isopropyl alcohol bottle. Place a coffee filter into the top of the funnel, and finally, slowly pour your solution over the filter, allowing it to strain into the empty bottle. What you're left with is a very thin DHT transdermal that'll convert to testosterone via enzymes in the skin. And although DHEA has a low enough molecular weight at 288, the addition of these two penetration enhancers greatly improves the amount that makes it into circulation. It also eliminates DMSO stink, given D-limonene has a pleasant orange-like citrus scent to it. There's no liver toxicity, no deleterious effect on blood lipids. It's 100% legal in the United States, and you can run it long enough to make solid gains. If you're not into playing kitchen chemist, I have heard excellent feedback on the H-Force DHEA patch. And that's a combination of pregnenolone and DHEA in one patch. And it takes all the guesswork out of the kitchen chemistry equation. So that's my two cents, Nick.
I'd like to throw something in this discussion. So obviously, he's interested in running a pro-hormone cycle. And we have to assume that he's a younger guy, unless you know he's older. Do you know he's older?
I don't, and I get that.
Okay.
I'll give a good illustration.
So I think that if you're looking to kind of push yourself above normal levels and you want to run a pro-hormone cycle, all of them carry risks. And you better also think about a good PCT, post-cycle therapy, for 99% of them out there.
Right.
There is a lot of discussion about what the real damning effects to the liver are. There are people like Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale who says that they're very overstated, and there are others who would tell you that they are dangerous. I tend to be the one that thinks that they're dangerous. I think orals that are methylated do something to the liver, regardless of how transient it is or temporary it is. It's just not necessary if you're an older dude like me. But if you're in your 30s and you want to run a pro-hormone cycle, there's lots of good things out there. The only thing I would tell you is to be careful of are the superdrols. I've heard some real bad stories about the superdrols. I think Pat Arnold wrote about the superdrols affecting the heart to a greater degree, but I could be wrong about that. I will tell you this. Go to the UK websites, because they have methyl one test. Methyl one test out there available in the UK. It's not legal here in the United States. So if you look to the UK, you may find something that's really powerful, like methyl one test. It should not be taken for more than I would say 2 weeks at a time, and it should not be taken in higher doses than 20 milligrams a day. That's my two cents on it. I know there's some idiots out there that ran some really high doses. It's dangerous. It's damaging to the liver. So you should keep it under 2 weeks, and then take, you know, a month or two off if you want to run another 2 weeks. But we've talked about that stuff on the show before. There were guys out there that were claiming to gain a pound a day. Now, it's not sustainable. And when you stop using it, you lose a lot of it, but not all of it. And the strength gains and the pumps were insane on methyl one test.
Yeah. And just for reference sake, there was a guy that I know, and he's no bull, you know, BSer. He's used both, and he referred to it as Anadrol heavy duty, if that tells you anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got more. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish and me, his affable sidekick, Carl Lenore. And we'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation location can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hey, are you going to the Olympia? Elisa and I will be at the Live On Labs booth Friday and Saturday. Come by and say hello. We'll be doing a casual Friday from the booth. So come on over and get on the air. Hi. So the next question comes from Johnny Gray. He says, I have weak calves. The cow and the bull are strong, but the calves are weak. I tried the static holds that you recommended, and you're 100% right. They worked, so thank you for that. That's something I've been recommending for a long time as well. I haven't tried jump soles yet, but wondering if you have come across anything new in calf training.
Yeah, well, Johnny's not alone. You know, if you weren't born with them, you have to grow them. Stubborn calves are for real, and yours really was afflicted early in life with SCD, or small calf disease. Well, there's a world, there's a way, though, so let's talk solutions. I'm from the school that an extreme stress is needed to stimulate calf growth. Static holds are fantastic, as are running in those jump soles. However, each one of those suffers from a fundamental flaw. Because they're so intense, you can't do them. You know, you can't perform those moves very often. To really shake things up, consider the Katsu kneeling calf raise. I dreamed this up one day in the gym, although I'm sure somebody else has, you know, thought of it first. To perform the exercise, you first occlude the calf by wrapping an ACE bandage just below the knee. You do not want to cut the blood supply off completely. Instead, you want to tighten it just enough to partially restrict blood flow. Next, you want to squat down on the balls of your feet just in front of that flat bench. Place your hands on the bench for balance, and then leaning forward, press from the balls of your feet, performing calf raises from the floor, and squeeze hard at the top. You're shooting for three sets of 30 reps with 2 minutes of rest between sets. You do not want to take the wraps off between sets. Leave them on until you've completed all three. If your calf training has stagnated, you want to consider a 2-week blitz of this, and the guidelines are as follows. The intensity we're using is low. Usually in Katsu, it's around 20% of your one rep max, but here, we're using just your body weight. Training frequency is high, twice a day, 6 days a week. The minimum duration of CAP2 training is 2 weeks for a total of 24 sessions in 14 days. And you want to take at least 4 hours between sessions. If this sounds easy, think again. The searing pain has to be experienced to be believed. And that's due to a metabolic buildup of lactic acid, which leads to an enormous increase in growth hormone. Case in point, a study by Takarada in the year 2000 showed training with vascular occlusion, here are the key words, of the lower extremities, resulted in a 290-fold increase in plasma GH. Now compare that to what well-known researcher Richard Kramer found in 1990. In his study, trainees using 80% of their one rep max for large muscle groups, they rested just 1 minute in between sets. They found just a 100-fold increase in growth hormone. It's not even close, 290 versus 100. Here's the bottom line. This is an exercise you can perform anywhere, anytime. It requires no equipment, no gym, just guts and lots of them. I can honestly tell you I have seen fantastic results in 2 weeks' time, but I'm absolutely kicking myself for not taking before and after measurements. Give that a shot, John, and report back in 2 weeks. I know you will be pleased. And just if anybody's wondering, because I'm sure they are, yes, you can apply this method to other body parts. And, yes, it works.
Kano Papitas says, I hope all is well on your side of the world. I have a question about the Blueprint Power Hour in regards to berberine. I follow a carb backloading approach and eat all my carbs post-workout. Have had good lean gains, but my sleep isn't too good when I have that high GI spike. And can feel the pulse on my side of my head from the insulin rush. It's not the insulin rush, by the way. I was wondering if this product taken before bed will help slow the spike and still keep the post-workout carbs beneficial. Here is a link on some useful info. And just for the record, there's a bunch of guys at my gym that are doing carb backloading and a carb night, whatever you want to call it. Everybody says they can't sleep. One guy's taking 20 milligrams of melatonin after eating a pizza before bed.
Wow.
I got to be honest with you. I'm sorry. I know I'm going to upset some people. I understand that it works for some people. This is the stupidest idea in the world. It really is so counter to your physiology that it you can't sleep after you eat like that. And there's a lot of reasons. The pulse you're feeling in your head is the surge of insulin is causing also a surge of angiotensin converting enzyme, which is constricting all your blood vessels. This is why diabetics get high blood pressure. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize for jumping in there. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I discussed berberine on a prior episode, but to recap, it does have potential as a glucose disposal agent. Your question, though, is an interesting one, given you're inquiring about GDAs taken post-workout and prior to bed with the carb backload twist. Consistent with my prior answer about GDAs, your best bet is using an objective diagnostic like a glucometer. It's a worthwhile exercise. The first thing it'll do is it'll help you establish your fasting blood glucose level. And that is as important, in my opinion, as knowing your blood pressure. But provided you fall within the normal range, the next step is to put your GDA of choice, in this case berberine, to the When I wrote 3.0, as I said before, I did just that. So consider going about it in this fashion. You want to take your first blood sugar reading about an hour prior to the workout. Now, that should be before you ingest any pre-workouts, etc., that may throw the reading. Next, you want to take another reading maybe halfway through your workout. And then, finally, you want to take readings immediately post-workout. If possible, every 30 minutes or thereafter up until the 2 hour mark. Go about eating your normal post-workout meals for whatever carb backloading guidelines that you have and carefully record those numbers. Most importantly, do this first in the absence of any GDAs because that'll serve as your baseline reading. When you repeat that experiment, this time with the berberine, you will know when it's all said and done if your GDAs are working, if you observe consistently lower blood glucose readings. The rationale being lower readings equal more glucose being used for fuel and or deposited as glycogen in the muscle. I think you're going to find this little experiment shocking. I know I did. What happened was that even when I was consuming upwards of 75 grams of carbolin, very fast-acting carbohydrates, and whey peptides intra-workout, my blood sugar dropped like a rock. And to me, that was counterintuitive, right? Here I was downing 75 grams of fast-acting carbs, etc., and I expected my blood sugar to rise. It didn't. In fact, the opposite was true. So here's the final word. Carb backloading, it's like anything else, it's a strategy worth looking into. And you're going, at least you're going about it the right way by eating quality carbs. The book that's currently being pitched is pandering to the lowest common denominator, i.e., you know, they're telling people to eat pizza and ice cream. The addition of a glucose disposal agent is an intriguing one, and I can understand the temptation, but the glucometer is mandatory. Gauging the effects of these GDAs isn't easy, and you can drop a whole lot of coin on them without really knowing they're working. The final point I'll make is this. I haven't seen any dramatic physique alterations, you know, attributable to GDAs, so I'll reiterate my prior point. Don't spend a lot of time, you know, focusing in this one area. Get your glucose meter, do the test, and be done with it. Settle on your GDA of choice.
I agree. You know what, Rob? We have another question we can't get to because we have to get to the blueprint tip of the day. So I'm going to tell Justin Curlin that we've run short of time. We will answer your question about reverse dieting on the next Blueprint Power Hour. Make sure to send this question back to me, okay, Rob, for next week?
He's a good man. We've been chatting on Facebook, and the discussions are ongoing. So.
Okay, good. All right, good deal. Look what we're going to do. We're going to take our break now, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with the Blueprint Tip of the Day. It's probably going to be controversial, but then again, that's what Rob does. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture-fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Rhythm is a dancer. It's a soul's companion. People feel it everywhere. Lift your hands and voices. Free your mind.
Welcome back.
You can feel it in the air. Oh,
so, the blueprint tip of the day should be the blueprint discussion of the day.
Yeah.
This one is going to be thoughts on A-Rod, the juice, and what needs to change. And I'm sure that Vice President Joseph Biden is going to want to hear this one, too, because he could have been a pro baseball player had it not been for steroids.
Yeah, too bad. He had to be settled for Vice President of the United States.
Yeah.
So I just got done reading the book, A-Rod, The Many Faces of Alex Rodriguez. It was written by the Sports Illustrated writer who outed him in 2009. And in it, she goes into excruciating detail surrounding his use of the juice going back to high school. And it held particular interest for me because I played baseball all the way through college. And it was there that the road forked when I fell in love with the iron. I was cut from the team my junior year. Didn't bother me, just moved on to bigger and better things, won my first meet, and cemented a new identity. Still, it gave me pause to recall something my coach told me after pulling me into his office. He said, this team doesn't need any offensive linemen. And he went on to say, lifting weights can only hurt you in baseball. They're going to make you muscle-bound. Those were a few of the gems that he dropped that day. I'd love to know what you think now, Coach Kologi, wherever you are. Now, that being said, it's readily apparent Major League Baseball and the federal government have spent millions, perhaps tens of millions, trying to make examples out of players suspected of being on the gas. And they tried and failed with Bonds. They tried and failed with Clemens and virtually every big name that they went after. They have nothing to show for it, save embarrassing a few people in front of Congress and keeping them out of the Hall of Fame. Everybody still got paid, which is how I look at it. And I saw it firsthand. I was sitting in the box seats at San Francisco's Pac Bell Park one day. The Giants were playing the Dodgers, and it was the bottom of the 10th. Bonds came to the plate. Everyone in the house was standing when I overheard two guys in front of me. One of them leaned to the other and said, I hope Barry took his shots today. Now, in storybook fashion, next pitch, Bond slaps it in out of the park, clear into the bay. And, a thunderous ovation and fireworks followed. If those folks had any reservations about players doping, I certainly didn't see it. And things aren't much different today. Ballparks are packed to the rafters everywhere I look. It's no secret. Players have been, are, and will continue to dope. The situation as it stands right now is this. Rodriguez was hit with the biggest, longest suspension ever for a Major League Baseball player, 211 games. They banned him clear through the 2014 season, and there's talk now of a lifetime ban. Ironically, he never tested positive, with the exception of the 2003 Balco records retrieved by federal agents. Now, those were supposed to be anonymous. It was the first time they tested, and the union had assured the players that they'd be kept that way. Yet, even after the suspension, he's still playing. everything's there except for the big top music, but it begs this question. Why is Major League Baseball so intent on making Rodriguez an example, right, when everybody else is doing it around him. And the answer goes back to Hugh Brie, or how A-Rod has carried himself. First, there were the denials, right? It wasn't quite the theater that Rafael Palmeiro was wagging his finger before Congress, but it was close. At one point, he asked an ESPN reporter, what are steroids? Now, that was early 2009. When SI broke the story, A-Rod's name was on the list of positives found when those federal agents raided Balco. On February 17th of that year, he finally admitted to it, saying, the only thing I ask from this group today and the American people is to judge me from this day forward. That was October 17th. It's now January 31st, 2013. There's a story in the Miami Times, on the Miami Times website, accusing him of getting ludicrous amounts of PEDs from Biogenesis, which was an anti-aging clinic in South Florida run by Anthony Bosch. There were a dozen other players that got popped, virtually all of them getting 50-game suspensions. Everyone took their medicine, except for Alex. He's appealing his suspension and hilariously still playing, seemingly thumbing his nose at Bud Selig, the league, and the world. And he may be going down, but he's going down swinging. What makes all of this that much more salacious in his case is money, big money. It's December 11th, 2000. Until now, the biggest contract in professional sports belonged to the NBA's Kevin Garnett, $126 million. The Rangers doubled that for A-Rod. 2 years earlier, the team's owner, Tom Hicks, bought the Rangers for $250 million. Now he owes one person $2 million more than that. And the Rangers eventually filed for bankruptcy while A-Rod kept cashing $2 million plus biweekly checks. Now it's October 2007. In the middle of the World Series between Boston and Colorado, A-Rod informs the Yankees he's opting out of his $252 million contract. And across baseball, how could he do this in the middle of the World Series, shouts reverberated. Rodriguez was immune by now, and there was no antidote to his villainy. Once the anger from the Yankees subsided, though, that moment birthed another mega contract, one that would be even bigger than the first. 10 years and $275 million, plus another $30 million in potential home run record bonuses. All of this has contributed to Major League Baseball's attempt to make an example out of him, and him alone. Like the government ban on steroids, though, back in 1990, it isn't working. In that year, steroids were categorized as Schedule III controlled substances in the same category as crack cocaine. That just served to make them more appealing, and their use is now more widespread than ever. And as for A-Rod, a recent survey of baseball fans across the country revealed him to be the face of baseball more than any other player in the game. More so even than Jeter, who ran second and still got trounced. So now, we have perhaps the most well-known steroid user on the planet, smashing home runs and leading the Yankees in the postseason march to the playoffs. It makes you wonder if they'll ever learn. Let's talk about what needs to change. First, the gas needs to be legalized and available via doctor's prescription. That's going to solve for two big problems. Number one, lying, and number two, protecting the health of the user, because today these guys have to lie in an effort to conceal their use. Why? Because they're illegal. You know, for these guys to admit to it is to jeopardize their freedom. And when you're making tens of millions of dollars a year and living in a mansion, the big house doesn't look very appealing. And since lies beget more lies, we'd be one and done with the issue whenever it came up. Second, the user would no longer have to go to the black market. They'd be able to work with a doctor and have blood work done, resulting in fewer side effects. Third, the truth would come out. Steroids aren't some magic bullet which results in a world-class physique or you hitting home runs and setting records. Kids would discover that dumping large amounts of tests and other androgens on top of already surging levels is nothing but problematic. And there would be a realization, hopefully, that something else is holding them back. something like their McDiet, maybe. In short, the drugs would be less appealing, they would be better understood, and the user's health would be dramatically improved. Now, as for baseball and their use in sport, I am a purist, but I'm also a realist. The genie's out of the bottle, and there is no going back. And to continue down the current road will only lead to the cycle repeating. The dopers are always going to be one step ahead of the testers. The lies are going to continue, and the integrity of the game will be further undermined. I'm going to wrap this up and end it with a personal story which illustrates the trickle-down effect and how it has really impacted our youth, the very same youth that these crusaders profess, right, to be protecting. Got to protect the kids. Saturday, while I was helping a friend with yard work, an all-too-familiar text rolled in. What would be the best test booster to take? I answered same as I did today on the show. For my money, transdermal DHEA. And then he then inquired about, you know, a lot of questions about shutdown, safety, legality, etc. And I asked the question that I should have asked up front. I said, how old are you? He said, almost 20. I told him he didn't need a test booster, given he was in his hormonal prime, and instead suggested, you know, a good non-hormonal anabolic. You know, if you want to take something, you know, so to speak, look into a good quality non-hormonal anabolic. There was no response. Now, he may have taken my advice, I don't know, but I have a feeling he didn't. The point being, the allure of hormones is stronger than ever, and something has got to give, or we're going to continue going down this road of lies, more lies, doping. It's gotten to the point where it's ridiculous and stupid.
You know what? A-Rod is 38 years old now, okay? And he should be allowed to use HRT. And for those out there who say no, then how do you let a guy like Phil Mickelson play golf when he uses drugs to overcome the restrictions that his psoriatic arthritis would create for him? You know, this is an interesting discussion. If a baseball player goes to an HRT doctor and he tests his testosterone levels and he says, wow, you know, 5 years ago you were at 800 nanograms, today you're at 400. We need to replace it so you can feel good, be strong. And the governing bodies that oversee that sport would say, absolutely not. But if that same athlete went to the doctors and said, I've got this joint pain. I didn't have it 5 or 10 years ago, but I've got it now. And the doctors go, wow, well, you're developing rheumatoid arthritis. And, you know, why didn't I have it when I was young? Well, because when you're young, you don't develop. You develop it when you get older. Well, guess what? Your testosterone changes as you get older. Okay, so you have to take Humira or these other drugs so that you can continue to play. Those governing bodies would have no problem allowing that to happen. There's so many drugs out there that athletes are taking today in order to continue to be competitive that in their case, these are drugs that are overcoming age-related diseases. And plummeting testosterone levels is another age-related disorder. Why they treat hormones differently than they treat all these other pharmaceutical drugs is what really needs to be investigated today.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to spend tens of million dollars on something, instead of chasing after Barry Bonds because he's hitting more home runs, how about looking into these shootings where everyone and their brother is on SSRIs and they can't feel anymore, so it makes it easy to pick a gun up and start playing target practice with your coworkers. You know?
Yeah.
It really burns me that they're spending tens of millions of our tax dollars, and it ain't like we're in great shape. Look at the national deficit.
Right.
And they're going after guys because they're hitting more home runs.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah, no, it makes no sense. You're right. And it's stupid and it's a waste of money and we have to stop. Then nobody, look, we have different gloves, we have different baseball bats, we have different therapies, we have different diets. Babe Ruth didn't have ultrasonic, you know, vibration technology to help him overcome a sprain. Everything has changed. So we are not playing on the same playing field
that we're trying to preserve for some reason. And why shouldn't drugs be part of the equation? I'm sorry. I disagree. I agree with you, Rob, and I disagree with the mainstream. Look, we have to end the show here. Thank you so much for everything you do, Rob.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, Dr. Alan Dunn is going to be on. We're going to talk about intra-articular growth hormone.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5 pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. I have indirectly talked about my next guest for probably close to 8 years now without knowing who he was. On many, many shows, I've referenced a physician in Florida who is doing intra-articular growth hormone injections, having amazing results, regenerating cartilage in joints. Welcome to the show, finally, Dr. Alan Dunn. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and I'm glad to be on the show. Good afternoon to everybody.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I've talked about you without knowing who you were, and it was actually Dr. William Seeds, who is a orthopedic surgeon in Cleveland, Ohio, who listens to the show and communicates with me, who told me who you were, and then we were able to find you. So first of all,
where is he located? Dr.
He's in Cleveland, Ohio. He's a very talented, very, very, very brilliant and
Very, very forward-thinking orthopedic surgeon, and he listens to the show.
Thinks out of the box. That's yes, very
yes.
Good.
And so here you are today, and I have so many questions for you, but the first question I have to ask you is, how long ago did you first start experimenting with intra-articular growth hormone injections?
Well, the concept started in medical school when I was studying pathology. It's the second year in medical school. And we got to a chapter on endocrinology or hormones, and I read about acromegaly.
Right, giantism. Bingo.
And I noticed, and I read, that all the joints enlarge in acromegaly, the knee joint, the spinal disc.
Fingers, everything, yeah.
Fingers, and it was very interesting that how could people start growing again after they've stopped growing, say, at the age of 18, which would be the normal age that you would stop growing.
And in fact, that the phenomenon is called joint crowding that occurs in those who suffer from acromegaly, where the cartilage continues to grow and get thicker and thicker until it starts to cause internal pressure, right?
Well, that's the problem with acromegaly. That's a pathological condition. So I thought, maybe I can grow cartilage with a smaller dose that's controlled and get a result without any of the side effects that you're talking about, the excessive growth. Controlled growth is what I aim for, and that's what I'm getting. And it has no side effects.
And you realize now, my audience is listening to this, and they know what I'm about to say. But you realize now, those of you listening, that Dr. Dunn is a doctor who did not abandon critical thinking once he got out of medical school. This little nuance here is really important to understand, because there's lots of physicians who are aware of what the side effects of acromegaly are, but not many of them go, wait a minute, if too much growth hormone causes this type of crowding, then what would some growth hormone do just to help regenerate chondrocytes? I applaud you for that. I'm being sincere. And I'll tell you something else. For those of us who are experienced within the professional bodybuilding community, we know that bodybuilders who use sometimes between 10 and 20 IUs of recombinant growth hormone a day as they are preparing for competition suffer from joint pain that is a result of this same phenomenon, the overcrowding of the joints. So when taken systemically, it acts on all of the joints in the body. But what you decided to do was, what if we just inject it right into the capsule of the joint, right?
That's correct, into the joint cavity itself.
When did you do your first trial of this procedure?
Well, the first trial was in 1997. Dr. David Howell was the professor of rheumatology at the University of Miami. And he somehow became aware of my work, and he invited me to come to his office to talk about it. And I told him what I was doing. He said, my wife has severe arthritis in her ankle. And he said, do you think it would work on my wife? So I said, let me see the x-rays. So he showed me the x-rays, and I said, well, I haven't used it on anyone else. You can try it. So Dr. David Howell got his supply of growth hormone from the professor of pediatrics.
Right, because they use it.
Growth hormone is used to help youngsters grow to normal height.
When they suffer from idiopathic short stature, exactly.
Right, correct. So he got the, she couldn't walk across the room when we started treating her. So he apparently treated her. He never called me back because I'm just a local practitioner, according to him, and he's a famous professor of rheumatology at the university.
Right.
So I don't count, right? So I figured, look, this guy is not treating me with respect, let me call him. So I called Dr. David Howell, who's now my big friend, and I said, how's your wife doing? He says, my wife, she's able to walk 4 to 6 blocks now. She has no pain. He said, should I continue treating her? I said, yes, you've gotten this good result. Let's do a little bit more. So the same thing, he didn't contact me. And after, I would say, about 2 months, I call him again. I said, you didn't give me any follow-up on your wife. How's she doing? She's playing golf.
Wow.
I said, she's playing golf. I said, that's terrific. He says, that's right. He says, it's working fine. He says, it's absolutely amazing. She couldn't walk across the room, and now she's able to play golf. She doesn't walk around the golf course. She uses the cart, but he says she's doing remarkably well. Well, that's the first patient, the wife of the professor of rheumatology at the University of Miami.
So when did you actually perform your first trial, your personal that where you oversaw and you handled the whole process?
Well, shortly thereafter, we applied to the FDA, and we got FDA approval, and I spoke to the powers that be in the FDA. You know, they have different
right.
Different people at different levels, and they said, you know, growth hormone is very powerful. He said, well, we'll permit you to give one injection a month for 3 months.
Oh.
you don't argue with the FDA,
right.
especially when you're a solo practitioner and you don't have any political pull or anything. And I said, fine, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a starting point, you figured, right.
Of course. So I started treating patients. Had a group of patients, I don't know, about 20, 25 patients. And they started coming to my office, and I started giving them their one injection per month for 3 months.
How much, what amount of growth hormone did you inject into the joint? Just curious.
It's, I was using, at that point, the genotropin.
Right.
And it was 5.8 milligrams, but
so that's about 15. That's about 15 IUs.
The actual amount is 5 milligrams. The 0.8 milligrams is just in the preparation.
I stand to be corrected, but I believe that's about 15 IUs of
15
IUs,
15 international units,
right. So a single dose, 15 IUs injected into the joint. Were they all knees? Were they all hips? Did you try to stay with one joint?
Just, at the onset, just knees.
Okay.
Even giving one dose per month for 3 months, I had unusually good results.
Okay. I don't want to. This is radio, Dr. Dunn. So we have to make the listeners stay for the next break, the next segment. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the results, and I want to talk about the different pathways. We're talking with Dr. Alan Dunn. Don't run out and get that joint replaced just yet. Wait until you hear the rest of this interview about intra-articular growth hormone injections. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200.
$200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We have the pleasure of being joined by Dr. Alan Dunn. And this is really an interview I've wanted to do for a very, very long time. And so I kind of feel like it's Christmas morning. So you were giving these individuals intra-articular injections in their knees of a single dose of 5 milligrams or 15 IUs, and you actually saw results occurring. Over what period of time? Did you see it right after the first month when they came back for their second injection?
That's correct, yes.
Wow.
You could see it within 3 to 4 weeks. That's right. I took x-rays, and they demonstrated increased thickness of the cartilage, space between the bones. And the patient's symptoms were reduced considerably, and everyone, I didn't have any failures, and I didn't have any side effects, because I controlled, I used a very small amount of growth hormone, and there were no side effects like you would see in acromegaly.
Well, and I want to ask you a question. Is it my understanding that the in the case of the synovial capsule of the knee joint, that it is predominantly avascular, so really a lot of this injected growth hormone would stay localized in there, would it not?
Well, I did studies with animals. The growth hormone remains in the joint for about 4 hours, and then over the next 18 hours it seeps into the general circulation, and then it's excreted in the urine, basically.
Right. So when the growth hormone is in the joint, did you take a look at downstream metabolites? Do we know if the beneficial actions are directly from the growth hormone, or is it conversion to IGF-1 or IGF-1E, which is mechanical growth factor, or was it just the growth hormone itself was stimulating chondrocyte production?
Well, there is a the possibility that it produced the IGF-1, but I think it was a direct action of growth hormone on normal chondrocytes. But even more important, if you read the developmental healing of cartilage, you will then see that the growth hormone has a very important function in that it can convert normal adult blood vessels, which are like garden hoses, and they're solid and they have thick walls, into the developmental vessels, which are called fenestrated capillaries. Fenestrated means that they have holes or windows in the capillaries, and the capillaries are very filmy and have a thin wall, usually one layer as compared to four layers in an adult. And in these fenestrated capillaries that the growth hormone produces, they form stem cells.
Right.
And these stem cells are the very identical stem cells that your body uses to create the skeleton and the joints when you're in your mother's womb.
Wow.
And when you're a child. So it's more than just a simple process. It's
right.
Really, it's extraordinary.
It's
a biological and natural process wherein the growth hormone actually rejuvenates adult vessels to form fetal vessels.
I was just going to say, it sounds to me like it switches on neonatal gene sets to do this.
Well, you may be right. I don't want to agree with you or disagree because I'm not familiar with that. And whatever it is, it's really quite remarkable. And if you read go to the website, Developmental Healing of Cartilage, you can actually see the formation, the change from adult vessels into fetal vessels and the formation of stem cells, which then produce chondrocytes in a new joint surface.
Wow, that is exciting. And is that a result, again, of growth hormone or growth hormone? One of the metabolites of one of the metabolites of growth hormone was vascular endothelial growth factors.
I don't have the resources to study that, and I don't have a group of an army of scientists to do that. It would take, I would imagine, a dozen or more scientists to work on that, showing additional pathways. But the remarkable result is that the growth hormone does indeed rejuvenate adult vessels to form fetal vessels, and then you produce your own stem cells. And when
Wow.
you produce your own stem cells, there's no problem with rejection or anything. The thing that I think is even more remarkable, and no one I've been trying to impress certain groups to use these stem cells to do other things, to produce other tissue, because I think these would be pluripotential
right.
stem cells.
So theoretically,
I might
you could
be able to produce heart tissue, lung tissue, and everything else by injecting growth hormone into your knee joint,
and then
able to produce stem cells,
wow.
which can then do numerous other things. But I can't get the medical community to latch onto that.
Maybe
you can do that.
But the discussion, just getting the discussion out there can have that effect. This is amazing. So basically, the knee joint could become the incubator for you to produce stem cells, undifferentiated, pluripotent stem cells.
Right.
But that would be accepted by your body because they were built in your body, and then they could extract them, harvest them from the knee, and they could put them somewhere else.
Exactly. I like your thinking. You are absolutely correct. When I wrote my first article, Morphoangiogenesis, in 2002, that was one of my main paragraphs, because just curing arthritis is nice, but if you could cure heart disease and lung disease and kidney disease and other things with these stem cells, that would be certainly a major advance in medicine.
Okay, so now a question. So we sure. There's a lot of people in this audience, and there's some of us who are athletic types, and many have gone for hip replacements because they're older. I'm 55. I've got a good friend, Mark Joseph Dome, who lives in Texas. He's a bodybuilder who had to go for hip replacement surgery recently. He's getting up in age. Could this therapy not be used as a first-line treatment before saying something radical like we're going to saw the facing of your joints off and put these cobalt joints in for you?
That's the whole point of this treatment. It should be the first line of treatment. If it doesn't work, there's no side effects. You can always go forward and do the major joint replacement, which is, as you say, cutting out the bone in the joint.
Why aren't
putting in metal and plastic?
So why aren't I mean, 1998. My goodness, there's been more than enough time for other physicians to go, wow, you know, this guy, Dr. Dunn, he's got something here. We should be doing this too for some of our patients. Why are we not seeing this? Instead, everybody is rushing to put in prosthetic joints.
Well, I don't have a good answer, but I know during orthopedic residencies, there's practically no education with regard to biology, and they're still in the 19th and 20th century. They haven't quite made it into the 21st century. And most of the internists and the other, which I think are the brightest of the bright physicians, are all interested in stem cells and producing new ways of treating people. The orthopedists are still treating people the way they did 50 years ago.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100%. And I tend not to be a conspiracy theorist to the heart, but I sometimes think that these therapies are being overshadowed because there's so much more money in hip and knee replacement today, and everybody's getting them because of the diabetic nature of... We know, we've done shows on the fact that it's not mechanical loading of the joint that causes this wear. It's the constant low-grade inflammation that people live under that causes the degradation of these joints. So if in fact someone was going to do this clinically, obviously you wouldn't opt. Would you opt for the once-a-month protocol? Lowest?
My patients could not tolerate it. They were getting so frustrated. They were climbing over me, as though I were the one who were creating this
blockade,
fence.
Right?
And I asked around, and I said, you know, what can I do? The patients are driving me nuts. I said they can't stand it, and I don't blame them. They said, oh, you can do it off label. So there are 31 states in the United States that permit off label use of various medications and hormones such as growth hormone, if you can demonstrate that there's a beneficial effect, and you don't have to go to the FDA or anything like that. So I've been doing everything with off-label use, and I can give up to two injections per week to speed up the process, and everyone is now smiling and happy. And I'm happy, and they don't bother me.
Are you doing the are you doing the 5 milligrams each injection, the 15 IUs each injection?
Yeah, I am. Yes. The hips are rather large, so I give them 10 milligrams, which would be about 30 international units.
Are there any joints that are not good candidates for this type of therapy?
No, I've used it on shoulder joints.
What about
the spine?
What about the spine? What about the spine?
Ah. I don't want to start injecting the spine. It will, in acromegaly, the spinal discs grow 25% in height, and it would definitely work in the spine. But I don't want to use it in the spine without doing some animal studies.
Right.
So I've been trying to convince, there's a wonderful neurosurgeon, I'm not a back specialist, at Mount Sinai in Miami Beach, and he's very interested, and he's very interested, and he's very interested But
he hasn't taken the plunge yet, right?
Yeah. He hasn't taken the plunge yet. That's right.
I want to plug your primary website, IAGH.com. The acronym is for intraarticulargrowthhormone.com, IAGH.com. If you're a clinician and listening to this show and you want to either learn more about this for your own use or you want to consult Dr. Dunn or even send him patients, go to IAGH.com. I mean, to me, it is an atrocity to remove a joint and put a piece of metal in a person's body when you have something like this to go to first. I'm sorry.
No, I agree with you, and I can't convince my orthopedic colleagues because they don't know anything about biology. When I explain what I'm doing, they look at you, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, as soon as you say growth hormone, as soon as you say growth hormone in this day and age, you're immediately cast aspersion because you're talking about a drug that has been talked about in Major League Baseball, and it's like, oh, no, we don't want to do that.
Of course, I don't use it for any of those
I understand.
Ulterior motives.
Of course, but the point being, as soon as you say the word growth hormone, you pretty much could put a lightning rod on your head and walk out in a storm because you're going to get zapped. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I have lots more questions, Dr. Dunn.
Of course. I'm here. I'm happy to answer them.
We're talking with Dr. Alan Dunn. I have referred to Dr. Alan Dunn, not by name, but by this physician in Florida who is helping people avoid the need for knee replacement surgery for some 8 years now. And we're going to come back and talk more with him. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about
Orbit that? Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butter Scotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein,
protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. So, Dr. Dunn.
Yes.
We know that one of the metabolites of growth hormone, IGF-1, is both a powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. This is the way growth hormone, IGF-1, has been implicated in producing or increasing the growth of tumors is not just by stimulating growth, but also by reducing reactive oxygen species, which has the ability to kill and also suppress certain tumor necrosis factors. And so we know that there's a push-pull benefit from growth hormone. It's not just helping things grow, but it's kind of taking the brakes off at the same time by quenching reactive oxygen species and suppressing inflammation. So with that being said, does it make sense to combine the growth hormone with something else? I know low molecular weight hyaluronic acid injections have some benefits in increasing synovial fluid. Does it make sense to say, well, we're going to make a cocktail, growth hormone and these other things, to create the best environment for the joint as we do this?
Well, the Korean made a study in animals, which they used a variety of products as controls, and what they found was that when they used the growth hormone with hyaluronic acid, it worked. But they didn't use compare it
to a placebo
without the hyaluronic acid.
Right.
Hyaluronic acid would have no bearing on the effectiveness of growth hormone.
Right.
It works. Growth hormone. If you think of like an army, the growth hormone is the general, the 5-star general, and everything else works under its. They would be the corporals and the lieutenants and everything else.
Right.
They're not. They have nothing to offer growth hormone, which is of itself the major. The major hormone that's
calling the shots, so to speak.
Calling the shots, yes.
Yes, okay. Yes, I got you. So there really is no advantage to make a cocktail or anything like that?
No, there's definitely no advantage.
Okay, now, in the states where growth hormone, where a physician can use growth hormone off-label, 33, I think you said,
31
states?
31, as I understand.
I can't name them, but I know
there's 31.
I'm sure there's a way to find them on the internet. But when a patient comes to you, well, let's say they live in Florida, so it's easy for them to come to you for regular, you know, twice a week, whatever. How much does it cost to have this therapy done, and for what length of time do they have to do it before you are satisfied with what has now occurred in the joint?
Well, it's as follows. If I inject the shoulder, it only takes about 6 or 8 injections. If I inject an elbow, it takes about 4 to 6 injections. A wrist also takes 4 to 6 injections. if I do a thumb, the base of the thumb is something that is very disabling to people.
Right.
I've treated some hairdressers and things like that.
Repetitive, yeah, right.
And it only takes 4 half doses to grow the cartilage back in the base of the thumb, and they're completely pain-free, and they're able to resume any activities without any problem. Then we go to the, for instance, the lower extremity. Hips, I haven't solved the problem with hips. About 50% of them do well, and I have to give them 10 milligram injections. When they do well, it's fantastic. Hmm. When they don't do well, there's no side effect. You just don't get any result, and you can always get a hip replacement. As far as knees, we've done studies on knees of 66 patients with severe osteoarthritis in their knee. And now, if there's bone on bone in the knee, I generally have to do arthroscopic surgery to remove the covering, which is called eburnated bone. Eburnated bone is like eggshell.
Uh-huh.
It's very thin. It has no blood supply. It has no no reason to be there. It covers over the underlying healthy bone. So what I have to do is do an arthroscopic procedure, which is an outpatient procedure, go in the morning, go home in the afternoon.
Right.
And I use something like a dental burr, and I remove the eburnated bone and expose the underlying bone, which is called subchondral bone, which is spongy bone, and it has a blood supply in it. And as soon as you remove the eburnated bone and get down to the blood vessels, you get a little bleeding, and that it exposes the adult vessels, which can then be converted to fetal vessels by the growth hormone injections.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very successful with knees. I'm speaking about the 66 patients. 87% of these patients, they all needed total joints, and only 13% actually ended up needing some form of joint replacement. 87% did not need any. They were doing fine. They walked, they talked, they played golf, they played tennis, and they did really well.
Right.
Without any further surgery. And no side effects. Now, when you do a total joint, you can get blood clots, you can get pulmonary embolism, you can even die from it. I know one of the...
You mean when you do a joint replacement you're talking about?
Yes, when you do a joint replacement, there can be very serious side effects.
Yes.
And even death, you can die from the joint replacement.
Well, never mind the fact that, forget about that, never mind the fact that you now have this foreign object in your body that we already see what's happening with some of the individuals who got the hip replacements that had the cobalt and the metal prosthesis.
Metal on metal,
And they've got cobalt poisoning in their bodies now.
Right, they have. It affects their kidneys. It damages their kidneys.
I mean,
damages their lungs.
That is such a. I mean, that's by far one of the most radical procedures in the world. To have somebody go in and saw a piece of your skeleton off and put a piece of metal in there instead. When you think about that, it's just shocking to me.
It sounds barbaric, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Okay, so
when it's done properly, it does work. But they do wear out, and they do have problems. And if you get an infection with any total hip, a total knee, you're out of commission almost a year. You have to have multiple surgeries. They have to take out the prosthesis. They have to put in a bolus of cement that contains a lot of antibiotics.
Right.
They have to put a special line, special so you can get intravenous antibiotics for 6 to 8 weeks. They have to put a plastic tube into your chest, into the vein in your chest, in order to get antibiotics 3 times a day for 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm.
And, I mean, it's a total disaster. And luckily, when you get an infection, it's generally 1 to 2% of your population, even in the best places.
Right.
My own, fortunately, I've only had two infections in the last 30 years. It's amazing. I think it is due to my just my personal hygiene.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I mean, simple things like I always wash my hair before I go into the operating room, and I always take a shower before I go into the operating room, and I don't touch anything, and I don't. And I'm extremely careful in the surgery, but that's given me a record, probably one of the best records in the United States. Two infections in 30 years.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Before we go into this break, one real quick question. Does insurance cover this, or they don't even cover this sort of stuff, the intra-articular injections?
It does not cover the injections. It does cover the consultation, the x-rays. It covers the surgery, covers the follow-up, but it doesn't cover the injections. The injections are each injection, and the price, I don't know why the price went up, but the cost of the hormone has been going up over the past year for reasons unknown. Now each injection is $450.
Yeah.
And if you need 10 injections, of course, that's $4,400 or $500. If you need a few more, you just add the $450.
Yeah, but you want to know something? Keeping your own joints, you know, it's like keeping your own teeth. Keeping your own joints and not having to turn to a prosthesis just because your insurance company will pay for it, in my humble opinion, is well worth the price of admission. We have to take a break. I have a question when we come back.
Sure.
That just dawned on me about, and obviously I'm not well educated. I host a radio show, but I have an idea of why some of the non-responders are non-responders. I want to talk about that when we come back. We're talking with Dr. Alan Dunn. His website is IAGH.com. If you are a clinician or you are faced with joints that are starting to wear out, if you're like me and you squat heavy and you exercise a lot and some of these parts are wearing out, it would be very, very wise to at least consult with Dr. Dunn or have your physician consult with Dr. Dunn if you're lucky enough to live in one of those states where off-label use of growth hormone is available. This could save you from needing a prosthesis. In my humble opinion, avoid that prosthesis at all costs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so Dr. Dunn, as you pointed out, you know, the individuals with the hip problems and even some with knee problems, there are some non-responders to the therapy, correct?
Correct, yes. Okay. You'd expect that, but there are no side effects even if they don't respond.
And that's why it should be a first-line treatment before anybody goes and says, hey, we got to replace a hip or replace a knee.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
But what I was thinking about was, you know, we live in an environment today, they call it the obesogenic model. And I'm not just talking about obesity here for a second, because there's a lot of people who suffer from what I'm about to describe that can fit into a size 32 pants or a size 4 dress. But their body is a hotbed for inflammation, chronic inflammation. And so we know that the deterioration of these joints is more linked to the response of inflammation in the body than mechanical loading. We've actually done shows about this and some of the linkages to omega-6 fatty acids, the American diet, exposure to certain toxins, and so on and so on. And the message here is that inflammation can deteriorate these joints. So one would have to believe that, and you correct me if I'm wrong, in order for a therapy to be effective, the therapy must either suppress the insult, or the insult must be removed first. Because if the insult and the therapy equal one, then the net result is zero because they counteract each other. So the therapy has to be a 3 and the insult has to be a 1, or 1 and a 0. But the bottom line is, I'm willing to bet, if I ever get to Florida lunch, that these individuals who are non-responders because the scales are tipped in the opposite direction of what you're trying to achieve. They have such great inflammation in their bodies that the inflammation is maybe killing off the stem cells or reversing the beneficial effects of the growth hormone before it can actually do its thing, because they are a hotbed for the destruction of their joints and chondrocytes.
Well, you may be very, that's an excellent thought that you have. I have no proof of it, but it sounds as though it should be looked into and studied to give them anti-inflammatories before they get the growth hormone.
Yeah, because, and that's why I was wondering if there's a cocktail. So, Dr. William Seeds and I have actually talked about this. You know, we know IGF-1 directly has an anti-inflammatory response, and growth hormone does cause a downstream metabolite of IGF-1, but that may or may not be happening in the joint. That may happen only in tissue. So they do have IGF-1 long R3 now, which is a long-acting form of growth of IGF-1 that has a half-life of 7 hours. It attaches to a serum albumin, and it has a half-life of 7 hours. They also have pegylated mechanogrowth factor, which has a half-life, I think, of about 12 hours. And it would be interesting to see if the growth hormone
accompanied by these two traditional metabolites, in and of itself would help to shift the inflammatory attack on the joints off. And then the other thing that's exciting, and you may be aware of this, but they now, while I do not think this is good physiologically for a person to use, they now have long-acting growth hormone that is just starting to pop up on research on the NIH website that has an 8-day half-life in the body. Now, I think this is a big mistake for people who are looking for any type of therapeutic benefits from growth hormone on a physiological standpoint, because growth hormone has a rhythm and it must be adhered to, otherwise the body is going to go bonkers. But if it's injected in the joint and it has a longer half-life and it can stay localized longer, I don't know, can you use epinephrine to localize it and keep it in the joint? Then you would have almost like a growth hormone turbocharge that would maybe be more effective in fewer doses.
I can't answer the question, but I'm aware. Actually, 3 or 4 years ago, they started using, or they've developed a long-acting growth hormone, but the mechanics of that may have impaired the actual
effective
function,
yes,
of growth hormone.
Yes.
So the fact that the growth hormone stays in the body doesn't mean that it's physiologically effective.
Right.
For 12 hours, it just may it may be attached to some type of protein or some type of mechanical which they use microspheres and things like that to keep the hormone in the body. But if it's attached to microspheres, then it's not doing anything physiological. It's just it's in the body, but it's not working at all.
It
would have to be studied, and it would have to prove to me that there's physiological activity over a 12-hour period, not just the fact that the hormone is in the body, which is meaningless.
Well, and I agree with you 100%, and that's why I think that it's a mistake to even use this for frank growth hormone injections, because the body expects growth hormone to appear and disappear very quickly, and its downstream metabolites to do the rest of the work. And having something that is so contrary to the way the body expects it to be, in my humble opinion, could actually cause problems and not work effectively. So you're saying exactly what I've always felt. Listen, if there are listeners out there and or clinicians who are looking to start to offer this or want to see if their doctor can help them with joint problems using this therapy, is contacting you adequate? Do you work with other physicians to help them along with this sort of thing?
I sure would, of course. I even have some people now coming from South America who are interested. So I'm trying to get more people interested. And whoever is interested is someone who's of interest to me.
Well, I think that you've done a great service from the standpoint of being involved in the medical orthodoxy and actually finding something very beneficial for people, and why more doctors are not picking up the baton and running with this one is beyond me. And I just hope that more and more doctors start to look at this seriously as a first-line approach to joint degradation repair. Really. Great job. And I'm so glad that I finally got to talk to you, and now I know who you are.
I want to emphasize again, especially for clinicians and scientists, to read the Developmental Healing of Cartilage. That's the other website I have.
I'm trying to find it. It's The Developmental Healing of Cartilage. That's the website?
It's just Developmental Healing of Cartilage.
Okay.
It should come up. And it shows one of the programs that I presented at some of the national orthopedic meetings with photographs and things like that.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Dr. Dunn.
I really appreciate the opportunity. I hope everyone benefits from it.
I think they will. Even if one person out there avoids a hip replacement or a knee replacement, we've done our job. Thank you so much.
Right. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Have a great day.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Okay. And also thanks to Rob Regish for the first hour performing the Blueprint Power Hour. Great show today. And hopefully Dr. Dunn's discussion has helped somebody out there make a decision before having a knee replaced. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.